I can use 2013 as an example. That's when the A&M course closed, as they did renovations to that course. Our rounds at that time were roughly 30,000. We reached about 44,000 during that time. Our revenues went up roughly $270,000, and our expenses went up by about $60,000 or $70,000. Right. So you're talking, you know, for when you have an increase in rounds played like that, for roughly a $210,000 increase.
Will Phillips Event Center be able to handle those number of rounds? I know that came up from some of the golfers I visited with yesterday.
Right. I'm going to refer back to 2013 when we had one public course in the community, not just Bryan, but in the community, that closed, and we went up to nearly 45,000 rounds. It was busy, but manageable. We would anticipate something similar. And if you read articles about courses across the state, you know, at one point, courses were handling upwards of 60,000 rounds. I think that would keep a course very busy, but at one point in time, that was sort of a goal, was to have something about like that. So we get around 45,000. I think that would keep us busy, manageable, and certainly do good for the golf course.